park, smoking my cigarette. 20 people, 30, 20 to 30 people come in. They've closed the gate, they've locked the gate on me. They pulled out their phones, trying to record me, started asking me questions, who are you, what's your name, blah, blah, blah. Then out of nowhere, they start hitting me with sticks, bats, knives, throwing me all over the place.
Thought anyone would do anything like that to my son. You bring your kids up to protect them. Your kids are your baby, it's my firstborn. You wouldn't expect anyone to do anything like that to your kids. Never ever thought they'd get mixed up in something like this. And the fact that you bring them up so well, but they just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time.
We see what's happening in India to the Muslims. And this recent group of Hindus, young Hindutva thugs, who have been coming with this ideology, they're trying to bring this down here. We won't allow this down here. The community won't accept this down here. And to be honest, I'm surprised that it's been 3 months and nothing's actually happened. Usually a lot of things would have happened, but the Muslim community has been extremely tolerant with everything that's been going on. But again, with everything, people can only have so much patience.
We've been here for so many years, there's never been any problems between our communities, not one iota. Not even any arguments, to be honest with you. There might be some arguments over money or food or whatever, but nothing else. Or, you know, never any, you know, tribal or communal violence at all. It's only recently this has happened. It's a recent phenomenon. And it's been going on for quite a while now, and we've turned the other cheek, and then push came to shove the other night, and it just boiled over. Now it's gone silly.
Local activists have told Five Pillars that gangs of drunken Hindu youths have been terrorising Muslims in Leicester. They said tensions began in May when a 19-year-old Muslim was attacked with bats and poles by around 30 Hindu youths. He was hospitalised and the incident was reported to the police, but the perpetrators have yet to be charged. On August the 28th, after an India-Pakistan cricket match, a large group of Hindu men marched through the streets in Leicester chanting "Death to Pakistan." A Sikh man who was trying to stop the chants was assaulted, as was a police officer. And earlier this week, another 19-year-old Muslim man was attacked by a gang of Hindu men after he went out to smoke a cigarette late at night. In response to the violence, hundreds of Muslim men subsequently marched through areas of Leicester to show their presence, leading to clashes and standoffs with the police. I travelled to Leicester to speak to victims and community members. First, I spoke to a 19-year-old who was badly beaten up in this park. He wanted to remain anonymous because those who battered him are still at large and know where he lives.
Basically, I was going for a cigarette outside my house. Literally, there's a park opposite my house, literally 10 steps away from my house. I've been going there every day for the past 20 years. Nothing's ever happened. Going to the park, smoking my cigarette. 20 to 30 people come in. They've closed the gate, they've locked the gate on me. They pulled out their phones, trying to record me, started asking me questions, who are you, what's your name, blah, blah, blah. Then out of nowhere, they start hitting me with sticks, bats, knives, throwing me all over the place. Trying to run back to my house, I'm getting threw over the fence. Got bins thrown all over me. Got wooden sticks to my face, to my back. Yeah, that's about it, really. It was multiple knives. There was about 5 to 6 knives. A few people seen them on the street as well. Injuries, my hand, my knuckles went into my hand. I had to have an operation. In severe pain as well. My head, all over my head, I've got bruises and bumps. All over my back, I can't sleep at night. Find it very hard to sleep. Even my chest, when I breathe, it hurts. I've got multiple injuries. Some of my tendons are not holding the bone in place. They had to clean my wound out. Yeah, it was a big operation. I mean, all I'm thinking is, I have to get out of here. I feel like I was going to die. I actually thought I was going to die. I'm getting kicked to the head, getting battered to the head, poles all over my body. I'm trying to run, getting thrown all over the street, kicked down the road. I'm just trying to get to my house. After the attack, I went home, looked out the window, they were outside the house for a bit. A few of the neighbours, locals, came out, and they just went away.
Did you get a good look at the guys who did this? Anything you can tell us about them?
No, they're all wearing masks. They're all covered up, so I couldn't see no faces. I just heard him screaming, smack him, stab him, smack him. I didn't know what to think. I was thinking in my head, I need to get home quickly.
Do they sound local or foreign?
I'm not sure. I'm not a racist.
English? Was it English they were speaking?
No. It's a mix between both. They were screaming their words, whatever they were saying.
Gujarati, was it?
Or Hindi language or something, I'm not sure.
Why did they attack you, in your opinion?
My opinion, I think there's a racist thing going on. In the past, they've been driving around as well, around the mosques. They've been horning, throwing eggs about. They've been doing a lot of bad stuff to the Muslims, screaming racist chants. So I think it's a racist attack, really and truly.
And you were pretty sure, obviously they were wearing masks, but you think that this was the same allegedly bunch of Hindu, you know, gangs going around attacking Muslims in the past. Yeah. Why do you think that? Just because of what's been happening, or did you get a sense of who they were when they were attacking you?
Just because of what's happening in the area. That's really it.
Are you going to be pressing charges?
We'll be talking to the police. We'll try to cooperate with them if they're trying to help me as well.
Because they did release a statement, didn't they? Which said something like, you didn't want to cooperate. Not in those words. That's not true, right? You do want to cooperate, right?
Yeah, in a way, though, but they have to help me as well. I will help them if they're going to help me. Because I've seen them do a bit of weird stuff as well. In the park, they threw a stick away into a bush. When that's evidence, really. So I'm not sure why they did that.
Are you scared about your safety, that these guys could come back?
Yes, I am scared. I'm scared for my mum, because I do live with my mum on my own. I can't protect her right now as I'm injured. I want to find them at the moment. Let me see who they are. We go from there. Yeah, the police should be taking it a bit more seriously, because there has been a few attacks in the past few months. One kid got bottled at Spiral Park. Muslim brother. And there have been a few more other attacks I can't talk about because I'm not fully sure about them. But there has been ongoing problems with these lot. They need to get sorted.
I next spoke with a mother whose 19-year-old son was assaulted in May, as well as a lady who attempted to protect him in her house. Again, they spoke on condition of anonymity because they feared reprisals.
Okay, my son was driving back from work, actually. He was on his way to his friend's house. And on the way back from work, he noticed a young lad getting mugged and decided to go around and check in on this guy, which he did. He drove around, but by this point, this kid was on his own. So he rolled down his window and he says, you know, yo, are you all right? You know, I've just seen what's happened. Are you okay? And this kid ignored him and carried on walking. And I think that's got out of the car. And as he got out of the car, he started walking towards him and he kept walking away. And he says, bro, I'm just checking up on you. I've just seen what's happened. Are you all right? And it was almost like this kid lured him into this dead end street. And just out of nowhere, there loads of guys just come out, came straight up to him, and well, first they asked him, are you Muslim? And he's like, yeah, but before he could even say anything more, they just started beating him. They smashed alcohol bottles at him, metal poles over his head, and they just kept going for his face and his head. He got up, they got him back down again, and battered him again, face and head. He managed to get back up again, and they got him back down again, until he managed to get up and run. And as he ran, his words exactly was, Mum, I didn't even know where I was going. I can just hear him. And he ran to his friend's house, which is not far from where it happened. And they were just chasing him. And there was loads of people chasing him. But by the time he got to his friend's house, lucky his friend opened the door. And just as the friend opened the door, these guys punched him. His friend punched him in the face. And then they smashed a glass bottle over his head. About this point, I think the parents of his friends come out of the house. And that's when all hell broke loose. It was commotion. They would just come out, and I don't think anyone knew what was going on at the time. And then, before you know it, there was cars pulling up, and again they had alcohol bottles thrown into the house. I mean, you should see the state of the house. They had like glass bottles thrown through, smashed windows inside the house, and then they went for his friend's dad, and that was horrific in itself. I mean, looking back, probably at the time, obviously I wasn't there, but looking at the CCTV, I mean, literally seconds. But for what it felt like for them, it must have gone on for ages. It felt like it must have gone for ages. And yeah, they attacked the father, the mother, the brother, they attacked all of them.
Who were they? Say they, who were they?
Who they? So they were Indian lads, but they're obviously... They're not your regular Hindus. I don't even know what they are. I think they're called Hindutvas, I think they're called. But yeah, and they were young. They were like between, what, 18, 19 to probably max 25. So they weren't even that old. And they were all really, like, really young. And it was just, I just can't understand why anyone would do something like that. It was a complete random attack. And the fact that it was a racial, we'd realise afterwards how it was a racial, where they asked them, you know, a few times, were you Muslim, and then just went for them.
Explain a little bit more about that. Why do you think specifically it was a racial, religious, sectarian attack?
Because even before they attacked him, that's the first thing they said, that you were Muslim. I mean, what drives someone to say that, for a start? If you can attack someone, regardless of their race, you'll attack them, but why... Why point out the religion to them? And then, not just then, but even when they were all chased back to the house, they did then again to his friends as well. They said it to him as well, that, oh, you're Muslims.
And yeah. He was hospitalised?
Yeah. They went into hospital. They had to do a CT scan to make sure he didn't have brain damage or anything. And even after that, he had to stay home to keep an eye on him. He wasn't allowed to drive for a week, so he was home for that week. I would not let him out of my sight.
How is he now?
He's fine, he's back to normal, but when you've got all this commotion going on now, you hear it all, I think it's all bringing it back for him now, which is sad. You know, it's going to mentally affect him. I mean, boys generally, they're all like hard, and they're like, well, you know, whatever, it's happened, but inside, you know, it's affecting him.
And tell me about, I mean, you said you were fuming at the police, right? Why?
I'm fuming at the police because we had to do all the police work. But a week had gone by, they still didn't come give get a statement off him. They didn't even offer any victim support or anything. They didn't even ask for his injuries or, you know, what information. Like, surely you'd want to know, right? They've just seen how bad he was hurt. You know, the ambulance was called. That was enough reason to say, look, he's been badly hurt. But no, they didn't even come back for that. And even after ringing the police to say, look, what update? This is the situation. We didn't get anything back from them. And then even after that, as a family, we were collecting images, CCTV images from anyone around the area, doing door to door. We were doing all. I think we did see a police officer doing rounds, but it was one. But it was almost like, oh, it's just another one of them incidents. It wasn't mm-hmm. taken seriously. I mean, for me, it was serious. My son's a good kid. He's never got himself into trouble. He's been brought up well. And then for something like this to happen, you know, to a good kid who did something out of the goodness of his heart, I couldn't even tell him off because I would have done exactly the same thing he would have done: get out of the car to check on someone.
Do you feel these guys have got away with it? No one's been arrested. Yeah. No charges.
No, they've got away with it. We've heard nothing. Surely, if they were arrested or anything, the police would have informed us. But nearly 4 months on, we've heard nothing. They were even ID'd. My son, we did go in, you know, did an ID as well. He pointed them out, and that was a good few weeks ago. And we've still not heard nothing back. I had to go down to the police station and tell them, and give them information. It was almost like I was forcing information on them rather than them actually wanting it. And that's what frustrated me more than anything. Like, why are you not bothered? As a mother, nobody wants their child to go through that. And it's not just the child that's gone through it. It's affected all of us. You know, it's the anger. You know, and this is why you'd see why people like to take matters into their own hand. I never thought anyone would do anything like that to my son. You bring your kids up to protect them. Your kids are your baby. It's my firstborn. You wouldn't expect anyone to do anything like that to your kids. Never, ever thought they'd get mixed up in something like this. And the fact that you bring them up so well, but they just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. It has affected all of us. To the point now where I'm so overprotected over my kids that when they're out, you can go from my phone, messages to the boys, where are you, please come home, who are you with, please come home, don't stay up too late, please come home. Every single day, even if they're out till 10 o'clock, I'll be messaging, where are you, who are you with, please come home. It's a fear in me now, and it was a fear in my boys. My boys, the rest of the boys didn't even leave the house, because they were scared. You know, it's heartbreaking, and... When he was on that, when they took him in to have his CT scan, he was so out of it, he didn't even know he was going for a CT scan. And I sat there, watched him on that bed. I couldn't control it. I was on my own in the hospital with him. And I just sat there crying, and I was in hysterics because I didn't know how to control my emotions. But I didn't want to cry in front of him, but he wasn't even aware that I was there, you know? At that time, it wasn't anger. I was just so heartbroken to see my son in that much pain, to see him bleed out like that. It's really affected us all. It really has. I'm not saying we're watching over our shoulders or anything, but you think twice about when they're out and about. I'm sure the boys are doing it as well, looking over your shoulders. Is you just need to be aware of your surroundings. And I always say to them, be aware of your surroundings, you know, just don't loiter around the streets, don't walk anywhere. We just felt like we've been left aside, and then life goes on. For those guys, they've got away with it because they're out and about, and we've seen them. You know, we've seen pictures, you know, people have seen them around. They're driving around, like you said, walking, parking outside the house, doing intimidating, doing silly things. And they're getting on with their life because they think they've got away with it.
I don't know how to put it. They come there and they pass my house and they just rev their cars. And I think that's just to, like, intimidate us. Yeah, I think they just do that to say, hey, look, we got away with it, or whatever. We still don't do nothing because I think that's what they want. They want a reaction, and I'm not going to give it to them. But yeah, after this, what happened, so that's really what basically happened. We've not heard nothing from the police till this day. I'm a Reva too, from a Hindu family. So my mum is a Hindu. So what's it called? And she lives right next door to me. And we look after her. So that's what I'm trying to say. I can't be racist or prejudiced because I have two lots of families. And they're not like that either. So my point is, why would they do that? So I know it's not all of them. There's a minority of them that the extremists, just the way they call the Muslims sometimes. And I just think that they need to get, it needs to be sorted. They need to be found. Something just needs to be done. You can't, because I have neighbours that are Hindus. My mum's a Hindu. I have neighbours that are Muslims as well. We all live in a lovely community.
After all the obstacles and provocations, as well as what they perceive to be police inaction, Muslims in Leicester had had enough, so hundreds met outside Jami Mosque and decided to show their presence on the streets.
My name is Ismail Shafi, and I was the main person who organised the event two nights ago here. It was triggered by a brother putting on Spotted Highfields that his brother was just attacked last night, was jumped by 30 Hindu youths apparently, who affiliate themselves to this fascist RSS ideology. So this is what he goes, how can the community help my brother? So one of my friends, he was obviously agitated as well, and he said, look, we need to go and look for these people. It was just frustration from the lack of support from the police. And they just thought, come on, let's go and let's see if we can identify any of these people who committed this crime.
I did see on social media a few kind of clashes with the police. Well, what happened on that march exactly? Was it a peaceful march and it turned a bit, you know, there were a few clashes, one or two clashes, or how would you characterise that march?
The intentions were pure, just to go out and see if we can identify any people. But obviously with these kind of events, you're going to have rogue individuals who just go out, and some of them may have struck innocent people, but obviously we have no affiliation to that. We distance ourselves to these things, and we want to work according to the law. Something had to be done, because there's been different sporadic incidents where Muslims have been jumped, they've been beaten up. There's a woman just down the road from here. She apparently, nights upon nights, where people have been gathering around her house, playing loud music, you know, she's feel intimidated. She's a single mother with two kids, as far as I understand. And she even reached out to me as well, that I need some kind of help. She's reported to the police, but nothing's been done. And obviously these other events where people, and they've come outside our mosque and putting their flags up, and they've come out some other mosques as well. So these are just different events that have just spiraled up to the final event, you could say. Let me just make one thing clear. This ain't a Hindu or Muslim thing. I've got close friends who are Hindus, I've grew up with, and are still, we have love for each other. This is with these, like you say, RSS-affiliated fascist ideology that brought over from India. These are new Hindu community, select not all of them, obviously, a minority of them, who've come here, and they're bringing this ideology to Leicester, and you can see by their actions this is what they believe in. You don't have to know this, you just by the actions you know that they are anti-Muslim, they're Islamophobic, and this is, they're bringing this from this Modi RSS ideology from India here. And these are new people who've just come here in the last 5 or 6 years, you could say.
It just reinforces the fact that what's happening on the streets of Indian occupied Kashmir, the barbaric BJP, and the mindset is only being spread here into UK. I've said this time and time again before, the people who are in power must do something about this barbaric regime of the RSS and the BJP, because our people will only tolerate being pushed in a corner to a certain time. There will be a time when people will fight back, will stand up for their rights, and everyone knows the RSS and the BJP were on a European watch list for many, many years. The truth is there. You can see what they're doing to the Muslims in India. You can see what they're doing to the people of Kashmir. If we do not stand and fight for our right here to represent ourselves and stand for ourselves, nobody will.
I think over the last few months, these attacks on Muslims by this group of Hindutva ideology racist thugs have been increasing in the community. I think the community, the Muslim community, have been very patient, very tolerant. They've not responded so far, but these attacks have been continuing. This behavior, antisocial behavior in the community, where they're causing a nuisance to the neighbors, etc., has not stopped. It's only increased, and I think a lot of people are talking about this being all over a cricket match. It's nothing to do with the cricket match. Yeah, so the cricket match was just another excuse that they used to express the hatred that they already have in their hearts. It was just another opportunity. And this is what they do, they're cowards. Only when they're in their groups of 30 plus, 100 plus, this is when they go and spread their hatred or sometimes even attack individuals. As we've seen in the community, I think the community has had enough. It's been 3 months since the first attack on a 19-year-old. And there's been no arrests that have been taken place. They have the CCTV. And we believe that these same people who are involved in the attack were involved in the recent attack a few days ago. If they were arrested in the first place, they would have not been out on the streets attacking this kid again. The last two kids have been hospitalized. What's going to happen to the next one? I think this is the worry in the community. This is why we had so many youngsters and elders also come out. I was surprised to see a lot of elders in the community who came out in the last few days, and they're also frustrated, and they're saying, when you lot go back home, you don't see what's happening down here. They cause nuisance at night time down here. We call the police. I don't know if the police have a lack of manpower because of everything that's going on, but the bottom line is they're not being dealt with by the police. So this is what's causing the frustration in the community. Up until now, we've not heard any statements from anyone in the Hindu community. We might hear a lot of people speaking about it now after the commotions in the last 2 days, but where were they when, for example, even that the chants "Death to Pakistan," it's on Melton Road, one of the main Hindu populated areas. How many condemnations did we see since then? Or how many people did we even, not necessarily condemning, but how many Hindu communities came out and said that this is not what we're about? It's been silent, to be honest. And this problem, we see what's happening in India to the Muslims. And this recent group of Hindus, young Hindutva thugs, who have been coming with this ideology, they're trying to bring this down here. We won't allow this down here. The community won't accept this down here. And to be honest, I'm surprised that it's been 3 months and nothing's actually happened. Usually a lot of things would have happened, but the Muslim community has been extremely tolerant with everything that's been going on. But again, with everything, people can only have so much patience.
Leicester is a multicultural city with a large population of both Hindus and Muslims. But despite the palpable anger, I didn't meet one Muslim who wanted to disturb the relative communal harmony that has existed here for decades. I met up with this group of Muslim and Hindu businessmen, who were keen to stress the number one priority is community relations.
So, I'm here with my business partner Imshad, my good friend Jahangir, our friend Riaz, Jag and Kalps. Obviously guys, we're concerned about what's going on in Leicester and the sort of negative behaviours which are sort of causing disturbances and chaos in the city. Mm-hmm. So we're here today to talk, and we want to move forward, resolve any issues, immediately stop any violence or threatening or intimidating behaviours, and work together to resolve what the issues are and make the community safe again and reassure the elders and the other groups of people that live around here that this will stop.
Yeah. When we look, we've been living together how many years? We've been living together how many years, Jag?
We've lived here 30, 40 years.
Well, 50, long, maybe 50 years. For you, maybe 60 for him. But yeah, we've been here for so many years. There's never been any problems between our communities. Not one iota. Not even any arguments, to be honest with you. There might be some arguments over money or food or whatever, but nothing else. Or, you know, never any, you know, tribal or communal violence at all. It's only recent this has happened. It's a recent phenomenon. And it's been going on for quite a while now. And we've turned the other cheek, and then push came to shove the other night, and it just boiled over. Now it's gone silly. It's going to get silly. I can see innocent people getting hurt. And we don't want to see this, because we've lived together for so many flipping years together, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And I don't want to see this. You don't want to see this. We don't want to see this. We all know each other. We grew up together. We've been to each other's houses. We've all chilled together, hung around together. You know, we've gone out together.
Yes.
Fought the races together, you know what I mean? So, you know, this is ridiculous. We need to put an end to it now.
Okay. Well, look, from my perspective, I'm not a faith leader. I'm not a councillor or a politician or anything. I'm just a guy that works 70, 80 hours a week. I'm here with my business partner, Imshad.
Yeah.
We want to be able to travel freely throughout Leicester, not be stopped, not be intimidated. And we want to work with you guys to resolve these issues and also reassure both our communities. We're not part of the Dhamun community either, but we're willing to work with the Dhamun community, who have been sort of identified in this,
and every other community.
Yeah, and every other community, to sort of resolve the issues. So we're willing to, you know, put some work in to resolve issues.
Absolutely.
We're willing to work together and stop this immediately. And everybody's family should be able to walk freely without having hassles or any accusations pointed at each other.
Like it was before.
Like
it was 6 months
from
ago.
From childhood days, we've never seen any of this kind
never.
Of thing.
Never.
Right? And we don't want to see it escalate any further. And we're all asking both ends, peacefully, tranquility, and to be working together. This includes all communities working together.
You know, we've got the youngsters and the elderly community very afraid. And it shouldn't be like this, you know. So, and it's, you know, as part of growing together, as part of this community cohesion, it's really important that we dispel any misinformation, you know, any rumours, and we squash those straight away. You know, community tension, what it does, it breaks progress, right? And it creates a lot of obstruction. We've got a lot of lovely elders around us all the time from both communities, the Hindu and the Muslim community, right, that are very afraid. Last night we had, you know, the elderly Hindu community that were afraid to walk the streets. We had, you know, the elderly, again, from the Muslim community were afraid to walk the streets. There's been, you know, there's been some turmoil, there's been tension, and I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. And what we've got to do, we've got to work together on this united platform. You know, this is a very cosmopolitan city. It's a very successful city. You've heard from Jag, you've heard from Riaz, you've heard from Ritesh. You know, there is a lot of unity here. So we should not allow a few days of turmoil that doesn't represent us. It's not representative of any ideology here, of anything of the sort, you know. And the communities that have been responsible, I would strongly suggest that the leaders, you know, have a meeting, you know, liaise with the police, liaise with other, you know, the Hindu community, the Muslim community, come together. Let's create a forum where we can discuss the concerns. There are a lot of rumours that are circulating on social media. They're very difficult to verify. And, you know, a lot of people, like Richard said, we're all busy, we're all working, we're all running our own businesses, and it becomes very difficult to establish the truth. What I'm going to plead to the youth, please do not drive around in your cars. We don't want to cause any turmoil. We're a peace-loving community, and we want to keep it that way. We want to sustain it that way, and we do not want any tension. We want people to go to the gurdwaras, to the mandirs, to the masjids, you know, to the mosques, you know, in peace. We don't want people, you know, anxious and, you know, worried or stressed about what's going to happen to them. We want to go back to what Riaz has said, to how life was 6 months ago.
So we need to send a message out to the
regards to the police. On that note, yes. It's easy for anyone to point fingers to say he's that wrong, she's that wrong. But what can we do as a community, as elders, okay, to get this squashed basically? That's what we want. We want to live in peace and harmony, okay? We all eat together, we all share bread together, okay? That's the only way we're going to be able to move forward. Think of our generation below us, think of the youngsters, yeah? What message are we sending across if we now create a division? Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So we've got to all, we've all got to live together, we've got to work together. Do you know what I mean? Yes, there's various different faiths, there's various different beliefs, but we can all have our beliefs, we can all have our say, but within reason. Okay, we're not here to say, I'm a Hindu, my name's Kalpesh. It's not a case of saying, okay, this is my area, I run Green Lane Road, I run Evington, I run Highfields. No, yeah, it's a mixed community. Whether you're black, white, Hindu, Muslim, whatever you are, we should be able to live together. It's not about segregation. Oh, he's a Muslim, don't speak to him. He's a Hindu, don't go and eat at his house. That's all wrong. That's all negative. Now, it's easily, with these videos that have been circulating, people can get brainwashed. They can get misled and off track. Let's be honest. Let's not forget, guys, if you want to talk about religion, both religions talk about peace. Yeah, okay. Me as a Hindu, I have many Muslim friends. Islam is about peace. Okay, it's not about brainwashing people. A lot of Hindus have this conception that Muslims will convert you into Hindus into so and so or do this. It's wrong. Okay, everyone's accountable for their individual actions. Okay, when we all face God, whichever God that is, when we go and face God, we will be accounted for our actions.
Leicestershire police were maintaining a visible presence when we were in the area and had introduced dispersal orders to prevent large crowds from gathering. They deny accusations of inaction and say misinformation should not be spread on social media while investigations are ongoing. So we've been all day here in Leicester talking to the victims of assaults as well as Muslim and Hindu community members. So what have I learned from today? Well, it's obvious that the Muslims in this city are very upset and angry at the violence which has taken place, and they are linking it to the right-wing Hindutva ideology of Narendra Modi, the BJP, the RSS in India, which they feel is poisoning the minds of some Hindu youth here in Leicester. They're also angry at the police, quite frankly. They feel the police have not taken the issue seriously. But that said, they're not pretending that all Hindus are to blame for this violence. They recognize that it's a minority only that's to blame, and that Hindus and Muslims must live in peace in this city.